This week on the Replay Podcast, we will discuss the impact Nintendo's new online service will have for Switch gamers.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Replay Podcast, recorded on September 19th. I'm one of your hosts, Joel Rinke, also joined by Mitt Drake.
Howdy.
Jordan Sellers.
Hello.
And Adam Seckley.
Howdy.
he's finally done it.
We almost matched that tone for tone as well.
We said howdy, I don't know which one. How are we all doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. It's not a bad day.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very good. How are you doing, Joel?
Yeah, doing well. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Not a bad day.
It's all good.
Oh, good. So, starting off with our show before we get into it, what have we been playing this week and last week as well? Since, like, it's been 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What have you been playing?
Me, I've been playing Splatoon a lot.
What?
Yeah, it's not the online aspect.
Did you get the Octo expansion?
No. I never finished the actual story mode, so I've just been going through and doing that. Well, I'll admit it's not the most thrilling story mode in existence.
No, it's not.
It's just...
You've not played it!
I'm just saying, it's too rile you up.
It's just been on my to-do list for a while because, you know, I've finished everything else.
Did you get the Golden Mario?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Given that a rest.
Are you close?
I've got three cups to go.
Wow, okay. Yeah. I haven't played too many games. League of Legends...
Yep.
Plants vs. Zombies.
What?
Yep.
On the PC?
No, on Steam, yeah.
Or is it modded into like
It was like $5 on Steam. It was like on sale. I just like, you know what, I'll pick it up.
Okay.
Yep.
Number one?
That was so cool and great.
Number one?
First one.
It was so good on the iPhone 2.
Stardew Valley.
Good.
That's all I can really think of.
Is that the multiplayer still?
Yeah, the multiplayer. Yeah.
I wonder when that's coming to the Switch.
Playing with that with a friend. We need to like form a big party of that.
Yeah, I agree. I bought Undertale for the Switch yesterday. Oh,
cool.
And I've been playing that. And then obviously the thing we'll talk about later, but we'll get to there.
Are you a pacifist in that?
Yes.
Okay.
So far.
Very friendly pacifist.
So far. And before that, I've been working my way through Marvel Lego Super Heroes 2.
Oh, really? Yeah. Sorry, it's a bit off topic, but I saw Lego City Undercover on sale today for $34 for Switch.
Oh.
And I was very, very tempted because I remember you saying it's good.
It's so good.
Yeah?
Okay. It's really good.
I might go get it tomorrow then.
The Lego games are really good. It's what I've been playing around as Spider-Man and Ms. Marvel in this thing, after watching Homecoming last week, this has made me really into this kind of universe again. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Adam.
Okay, so
League of Legends.
This week is a bit of a big week.
Ooh.
I'm going to tell you the games and then tell you why afterwards, because there is a bit of a reason.
Have you got, like, a list or something?
I've written them down, yeah. It's not too many. It's just a few, but just so I didn't forget. So, League of Legends, of course. You can't go a week without playing League of Legends. Xenoblade Chronicles.
Oh, I can.
Have you got the Torna update?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I played a little bit of that.
There's an update?
Yeah.
A huge expansion.
Yeah.
Like, new game thing.
You can buy it as its own standalone game kind of thing.
Yeah.
There you go. Another 80 hours for you, Joel?
I think I need to.
Actually, I have a look at the length of that.
People are saying, like, 10 to 15.
Oh, okay.
I'll breeze through that in a day.
Yeah. Smash Brothers. And then we've got the four. We've got Assassin's Creed Unity, Syndicate, Liberation, and Rogue.
Oh, my God.
Playing them all simultaneously?
Sorry, what?
No.
Simultaneously? I can't even say that word.
Simultaneously?
I did play them one at a time.
Right, one at a time.
So the reason...
Simultaneously.
So the reason is because you play points. I don't know whether you guys have you play, but basically as you do certain achievements, you can get you play points.
Mm-hmm.
And the you play points, if you get 100 of them, you can trade it for 20% off a purchase on Uplay.
Right.
So I've done that. I basically play the games to get the achievements so I can get Uplay points, so then I can get 20% off Odyssey, which is what I've done.
Okay. That's clever.
So I basically saved $50 with my purchase.
Wait, what did you buy?
The $200 one.
Oh.
How are you shocked right now, Mitch? Like, we all knew he was going to buy this.
Well, no, like, not long ago, he was saying, I'm not too hyped about this one. I swear.
I really like the statue. The statue gets me every year.
Oh, my goodness.
Now it's only $150.
And I can still buy the normal game for $69.95.
Yeah. Yeah. I will be getting this one though, because we were talking about before the show. He was showing me that like their DLC plan, how they've implemented all this stuff. Basically, it's a good Far Cry game.
And how Far Cry is it?
Oh, Far Cry.
Yeah.
What, like a Far Cry from Far Cry? Or?
Oh, yeah. Both ends of the scale are labeled Far Cry.
Is it a Far Cry or is it Far Cry?
So, today, actually, is the day, but it'll be Monday by the time everyone listens to this. But anywho, today was the day Nintendo Switch Online was launched.
It was.
Yes. So, up until now, if you played games like Splatoon 2, it was free. Starting today, you'll have to cough up about $6 a month or $30 a year for the privilege of splatting opponents on the other side of the world. There's also an option to pay $11.95 for 3 months of service, which is, I think we spoke about this like last year or something when they announced it. It's a good price.
It's a good price.
Yeah. Compared to $80 I'm paying for Xbox Live.
So, I immediately, the second that this was announced to be live, I immediately got my phone out, hotspotted it, and updated everything.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So, has the interface changed at all?
No, not yet. I'm going to experiment with it a bit later tonight as well, to see if I can install, because they've added a few more things to the update that were unexpected.
Right.
Like the ability to log in your account onto another Switch so that my saves carry over between both.
Yep.
So, it kind of ruined... It removes the idea of, say, if you're in a household with multiple Switches and you have bought a game digitally on your Switch, but other people don't have it, you can just log in on your account on theirs, play, and then if you buy it later, you can continue.
Yeah.
So, it's stuff like that.
Yeah, which is handy, but I just don't see... With the Nintendo Switch, I just don't see that happening very often.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah, I don't know. But anyway...
Anyway,
man, you've done good there with your words today, Joel. Yeah.
The best news seems to be that Nintendo Switch Online will bring a bunch of games from the original Nintendo Entertainment System to the Switch, with more added over time. But these aren't just the original games. Nintendo is adding online multiplayer features, although it's unclear what they will be like for each game. So the initial lineup is soccer, tennis, Donkey Kong, Mario Bros., Super Mario Bros., Balloon Fight, Ice Climber, Dr. Mario, pretty much everything that's on the Mini NES.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a few differences. So, the Mini NES didn't have soccer. It didn't have pro wrestling. It didn't have River City Ransom. It didn't have ice hockey or baseball or Yoshi.
Did it have Gradius? It did.
Yeah. There's like
That's almost sold me just purely on that game.
And you can play it on the bus.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Or online. So, this... It's something that they have done, which is really cool, and I'll have to play with it a bit more, is you can actually set it up so if you're online, say I'm playing the game, I'm playing Mario, right?
Yeah.
Traditionally, if you're playing Mario on the NES, someone can be the second player.
Yes.
Right? And when you die, it's their turn. Mm-hmm. You can now do that online.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
So you can sit in your living room, and across the country, I can be sitting in my living room watching you play and waiting for you to die.
Yeah. So you can have a turn.
Yeah.
Then these are like little pop-ups or something to try and like make you die.
You can, I think there is implementation on like a cursor that the other person can control.
I saw that and there was
like to mess
just like wave it around.
Yeah, I saw something about that and people are thinking of using it to simply point out the secrets.
Yeah,
for people.
And I think that's a really cool idea. Like when we started playing Super Mario Bros. 3, we never finished that series when we were recording, but it's really cool that like we could play Super Mario Bros. 3. And be like, no, you should go at the top. And you can have everyone watching at once. Like, you can have multiple people in your party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the voice chat on the app is. Actually, I haven't checked if the app updated.
Was Mario Party 3 the one that Jordan was horrible at?
Yeah, the one that you did that Toad voice on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy!
You have to go chase that video on your channel for context.
We're referencing our own stuff so much today.
Yeah. I just remember that, man. The amount of times you died in that game. Oh, my goodness.
So, before the end of the year, there's a few more games that will join the online library, such as Solomon's Key, Open Tournament Golf, Super Dodgeball, Metroid, Mighty Bomb Jack, Twin B, Wario Woods, Ninja Gaiden, and Adventures of Lolo.
So, there's two games on that list that were on the Mini NES.
Right.
So, they're not keeping to the same library by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay. Cool.
Which is really interesting.
Is Warrior Woods just Warrior, but like Tiger Woods?
No.
Warrior... That didn't even occur to me.
Oh, dear.
Warrior Woods is like a puzzle game. It's like Tetris.
No.
Right.
Similar to...
Well, that's a letdown.
No, there's a lot of those on here, like the Yoshi one.
Where's my golf?
You have golf.
Where?
Don't you have golf?
But he wants Wario.
I want tournament golf.
But I want Wario golf.
Yeah.
There is no Wario golf. Just buy Mario Tennis if you want Wario and something, all right?
So I
want Waluigi and something like Smash Bros.
It's the gem we'll never get.
As we know, Nintendo loves to cash in on nostalgia value. So along with these NES games, we're going to be able to purchase NES controllers. Specifically for Nintendo Switch.
Do we have pricing on that?
We do. $60 US for the two for a pair.
Yep.
Which hasn't been, they haven't given the Australian price yet, but converted, it's about $83.
Can I buy one?
A pair, $80.
Yeah.
And I saw that you dock them onto the side of your Switch.
Yes, and it looks extremely ugly.
You can't play like that.
No.
You can dock them on the
side of your Switch. Do you want to see this?
I really do.
That's how you charge them.
That sounds absolutely horrible.
Yeah, it looks ridiculous. And the caveat here is you cannot purchase them unless you have Nintendo Switch Online.
So you have to buy them online.
Yeah, and they only work with the NES games on the online library, nothing else.
I guess do they function?
Yeah.
That would stop scalpers, because you don't even buy one per paid account.
Yes, yes. It's just a very weird concept to me, is that, what if I just get a Nintendo Online account and then cancel it?
There is a way around this, right?
Yeah.
So, 8-bit do, and this is just a pro tip for all you at home.
Yeah.
8-bit do actually have Bluetooth controllers that are modeled after the NES and the SNES.
Yeah.
Like this. I'm just showing the guys in the studio. But they actually have NES ones which have no triggers or sticks like this. So they look like the NES controller. They're completely wireless, and I'm just wanting to get the price. That's why I'm just kind of vamping here. Yeah,
because they can connect to your Switch and register as a pro controller.
Yes. Yeah. They just are a bit more uncomfortable to use because there's no hand grips. Yeah, they're $38 at EB Games.
Okay, so that's probably I would honestly suggest that.
Yeah, that's a much better option.
I can't see the convenience of charging this NES controllers on the side, but...
I don't see the convenience at all. To do it, you've either got to attach it to your Switch while it's in the dock and then not using it.
Yeah.
Or if you're out in the go and you're like, oh, this is running low, what do? I slide it in here and then play vertically? What is that?
Why not?
That seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
You obviously can't play while it's in there.
Yeah. No. So, it's interesting. I just kept getting caught up on the fact that you can't play any other games with it. It's not compatible. In any sense.
Yeah.
Not that you would expect to be able to play Zelda or something with this.
Well, you can play a Zelda with
it. Yes, yeah. I'm talking about Breath of the Wild. But yeah, it's just having that restriction, I think, often pushes people to break things more.
Are you excited for these NES Classic games?
Me?
Yeah.
Not really. I feel like they've done this. Three times already?
They did it with the DS, they did it with the Wii, they did it with the Wii U.
Yeah.
Right? Except the difference here is, if I wanted to play Mario on the Wii U and the DS, I'd have to buy both individually, and they're $6 each.
Yeah.
Or I can pay $30, get all of them,
and
that's it. And there's more adding. It's like buying a Netflix subscription, from my mind. It's just...
Yeah.
I'm subscribing to play these. It's not my fault that it's also... the way you play other online games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
you think the online game part is free, whilst this is $30?
I'm saying the selling point for me is now flipped.
Okay.
Do you think they'll eventually add other Nintendo consoles in?
Yeah, I think it's definitely it's a missed market. You're better off having that be your virtual console based on your subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
To reward people.
Yeah, so it's kind of like an Xbox Game Pass.
But they're doing that sort of stuff as well. They've implied in the trailer when they announced this that you'll be getting more deals. So there's rumors going around that are heavily substantiated, a high chance of them happening, that you'll get a 2 monthly Nindies, Nintendo Indies.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Like golf story. And-
well, I guess, yeah, it works the same way as like games with gold.
Yeah.
Like that would be nice. Just something to pick from every now and then.
Remember the, like, I remember the uproar between the PlayStation 3 and 4 when they're like, oh, the PS4, you got to pay for online.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So this is very similar to that transition.
Yeah.
I feel like.
And if you want the online services to be good, you got to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But is there much uproar between this whole Nintendo branching off and going into this whole paid?
I think a lot of people are just mad that there's no achievements.
There's a lot of people are like not exactly stoked with this online service as it is at the moment.
Because there's no clear improvement.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get an improvement unless you are able, unless you back it, right?
Yeah.
So if you just stop playing online games, then they're going to go back to free. Yeah, but then you're not going to get any growth.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
So paying for this will get us games like for Joel, for like Call of Duty. Like
Call of Duty on the Switch?
Yeah. Like, it's, actually...
That won't be fun.
It won't be fun, no. But, proper matchmaking in, Super Smash Brothers.
Mm.
They are in anticipating, now that we're paying for this, Smash Brothers better work day one.
True. Very true.
That'll be the clinch.
One of the main concerns people have at the moment is that there's no current dedicated server thing happening.
Oh, is there still none?
No.
Does that mean that Smash is going to be super, 2-second delay again?
Possibly, depending.
But I think what they're moving towards with this is instead of developing the infrastructure first and then charging people, they're charging people to build the infrastructure.
Because
that
was my biggest gripe with the last Smash is if you want to play online, if one person had really dodgy internet,
then everything would lag.
Yeah.
And you'd be playing like a 2-second delay, and that is not fun.
No. Yeah. So everything at the moment is peer to peer.
Mm.
Which means whoever's hosting always has the biggest advantage.
Yeah.
Because there's no latency on their end.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But there's no way to control who hosts.
No, it's just purely off connection, I think.
Exactly.
That's why I always win, right, Mario Kart? Yeah, that's why I always win. Always host.
Just as a side note, sorry, I'm still looking at the catalogue for the 8-bit Zoo. The 8-bit Zoo Zero, the really tiny ones that are like keychain size, also work for the Switch.
Oh, how good's that?
So $10 for a controller that can run the NES and it's like a proper D-pad and just buttons. That's it.
I think a Joy-Con will work just fine, personally.
Yeah. It's basically the same thing, except if you want a D-pad.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's no D-pad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But interestingly, the most popular game in the world right now, Fortnite, you would say, is exempt from the requirement of this.
So
is it actually?
Yes, it is. Because they already have their dedicated host. Right? So they're not going through the Nintendo proprietary stuff. So all the free games, so this, Paladins,
Warframe
won't have it, and there was something else as well, wasn't there?
Arena of Valor?
Yeah, the MMO that's, the MOBA that's coming.
Yeah.
Will
Warframe's coming to Switch?
Yes.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, okay, I'm keen to see how pixely it is.
But yeah, that's something worth noting if, you know, that's all you play.
Yeah.
On and Switch.
I guess that's clever because if you've got all the kids that are currently using their Switch to play Fortnite, and they can't play on there because they haven't got the subscription, that kills that market.
Yeah. But then you think, like, isn't that, like, getting rid of a lot of income, possible income for them?
I don't think it's up to them. I think the actual individual game producers will need to make that decision.
Because it would feel a bit bad that on console, it's free. On PC, it's free. Then once it's on Switch, you got to pay.
Well, on console, is it free to play or do you still have to pay?
I think it is, actually, yeah.
Okay, I'll look that up.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure. I just heard something about that recently.
I'm pretty sure on PlayStation it is just free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so when Switch Online launches, which was today, it would have the option for a 7-day trial, so if you can try it out first.
I should have done that before throwing $30 at it.
I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to set that up when I get home tonight, you know. Do I have to download and install these NES games, or can I just stream them, or what's the go there?
So, it's a 50 megabyte download.
Right. Okay. Well, that'll be very simple.
Yeah.
At this point in time, with this online feature, is the only thing you gain from it is the NES games?
NES games and online play. Yeah.
And cloud saving.
And cloud saving,
That's the big one that I haven't quite got to
yet. That's like an insurance. Really.
Except a lot of games aren't going to be using it. Pokemon is the biggest one.
Pokemon's not using it because of obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Splatoon is not using it.
Because there's no need to.
Yeah, I don't know. You could say it. I guess what they're worried about is as something I learned about this today. I was learning things today.
Fun fact of the day.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There's a thing called save scumming.
Mm. Yeah.
So it was like, say you... I'm trying to think of a game I did this in recently because I've done it and I didn't realize it was a thing. I feel like it was something to do with Mario. I can't remember which one, but it involves, you know, like opening a random chest in a game, hoping for a certain item.
Mm.
And if you don't get the item, just quickly shut the game down completely, give it a chance to save, open it back up, and then try again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't... Yeah, it's killing me what game I did this on. But yeah, I didn't even realize that was a frowned upon thing. I thought I was just smart and sneaking through the system.
So it is... I'm aware of that too. I accidentally did that in Heroes.
Right.
But there... When you get the box, it's predetermined what's in it.
Yeah.
So it's not random when you open it, it's random when you get it.
Right, okay.
So that's really interesting to me.
I had no idea.
No, that's the same with all the league boxes as well.
So if you open a box and you don't like it, and you disconnect and you log back in, it's the same stuff.
Yeah.
So the 11 chests I have in my inventory,
they're all the same.
They're already determined what they are.
Yeah.
That just ruins the whole surprise.
I think it stops people from holding on to things for when... new content comes out or something.
Yeah. So you can bank up all the stuff. And like, oh, wow, all the new skins open. I didn't get any of them. It didn't exist.
Right.
So Switch Online will automatically back up your save files for most games.
Yeah.
Notable exceptions, Splatoon 2 and Dark Souls Remastered.
I get that too.
So I can see, I think, yeah, it was a game like that, like Dark Souls, where I would...
Mm.
Oh, it was Crash Bandicoot I didn't, because I didn't want to lose all my lives, so I'd spend like half an hour on this level, losing all my lives, and then just quit the whole thing, start it again.
Wow.
You weak boy.
No.
Yes.
Was it the bridge level? That was the most painful
one. Yeah, it was one of those, yeah.
Did you do the cheese shot of jumping on the rope and just running across?
No, okay. I did not. No, I played it like a real man.
Me too.
Oh my God.
Me too.
And then he saved
Real man. Save scum.
So every time you actually buy a Switch game, you get gold coins.
Yes.
Which is, I think it's $5 for digital per... Five per dollar for digital purchases.
Yes.
So for one for each dollar for physical goods. Nintendo has confirmed that these gold coins worth 1 cent each can be used to pay for Switch Online. So if you bank up 2,995 points, you can pay for a year worth of...
So, how much was that per online purchase? So, what, five for a dollar?
Five for a dollar.
Yeah.
So, if you did 2,990, which is what it's costing, right, divide by five, you'd only have to spend $598
only.
Are you serious?
No, in the store. So, if you bought, what would that be? That's 10 games a year digitally, and you could pay for your online service constantly.
Yeah, no, but you can't just buy games for the sake of buying them just to...
I mean, some people do.
Yeah.
It's like, you have a bank up of them now. You can buy a couple of free games.
Yeah, those coins I use, like, just right away. I'd really just...
Okay.
I don't save up those things.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Now I get you. That's your big weakness.
Any little bit off I can get, I'll just take it.
Yeah. Is there a way to, like, abuse the system here, do you think?
Like, saves coming?
No, I know what
you're
trying.
Can I buy a game and then crash it? I just feel like
there's a way, like with a digital currency like that, there's going to be a way. Someone's going to think of something in order to spend less money but get more coins or something. I can see something happening like that in the future. It's a Jordan prediction.
A Nindy game comes out and it's valued at $10, but you get it for free when you buy it. It is classed as a $10 purchase, so you get the coins.
You don't get coins for discounts.
You never know.
Damn.
Oh. There goes my conspiracy theory of trying to cheat the system.
Back to the cloud saves.
Yes.
They're only in effect while you're subscribed. So, if you drop out of the program, backups are no longer guaranteed. So, they haven't said that they're going to erase your backups, but they haven't said that they won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stay subscribed.
That's holding you at gunpoint. Like, we've got all your saves. You don't subscribe now, we delete them.
No, they delete the cloud saves, not the physical storage. It's not like, now that I'm subscribed, if I stop, they'll just delete everything. I lose everything. No. That's not how that works.
So for comparison, PS4 keeps cloud saves for up to 6 months.
And Australia. Wow. Xbox is indefinite, isn't it?
Yeah, Xbox, you don't even have to pay for cloud saves. Yeah. So Switch Online will automatically back up your saves for most games, notable exceptions, as we spoke about earlier. That is a double up of notes.
It is.
Yeah.
Did you find the point where I printed out the thing while you're putting notes in?
Yes, I did.
Good. Good.
So are you guys happy with Nintendo's current offering?
So you already know that I am because I get to play NES games on the Switch.
Those free games, yeah. Right, Joe?
Those free games.
I spent $30 on games today, and I just
so you
happened
get, you
to
get free online.
Get free online. Mm. Yeah, that's the online's still free for me.
Yeah.
Whereas for a year.
I think for us, it's going to be free online. Oh, sorry, no, free games, and then we pay for online.
Yeah, it's all about your attitude.
Yeah.
It's all about how you look at the world. Yeah.
I don't think it's free. I think you get now pay to get online, and then it's just like, here's some games, my friend.
Yeah.
Try and cheer you up a little bit.
Yeah, cheer you up.
Well, if I start talking... So, what I've noticed with reselling stuff like this is if you're around people that talk about these things a lot, like if I'm going to play Gradius and be like, oh, you're going to beat my high score.
Yeah.
That'll encourage you to play it, especially you, Joel.
Yes.
Yeah, with the competitive nature of me, yeah. Probably.
We'll screenshot our high scores and put them on Twitter and be like, come on, Joel. Come on.
He has set the challenge now.
You've got the game. Why aren't you playing it?
Have you played the game?
Yeah.
Have you set the high score?
Not yet.
Well, mate.
Here we go.
Be ready.
I know for what's this happening high tonight.
Score
then.
Mm-hmm. My question is just for Mitch. Okay, so you said that they're going to charge and then build infrastructure.
That was my assumption. Assumption,
yeah.
Yes.
So if that's correct, how long do you think they should go before building infrastructure? Like
now.
6 months?
No, now.
3 months?
Literally today. If there is not the starting of having dedicated servers in software now, it's not worth it. Because if we're not kickstarting it for them.
So
we're paying for it.
Should they have it by Smash release date?
Definitely. If Smash is laggy
in
any way, then that's where the uproar starts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because if we're paying $30 a year to have a reliable, stable internet connection, then we better be able to play our damn games.
Yeah.
If I don't get games in Splatoon because of this, if I don't get matchmaking in Mario Kart 8 Online because of this, then I'll be unhappy.
Yeah.
At the moment, day one,
sure.
I've got some NES games, and I get to have my account on another Switch.
What do you mean by because of this? Has online changed at all, or is just you're now just paying for online?
So we're paying for online, but we better see some infrastructure changes.
But they haven't changed anything yet.
We don't know.
No.
Literally nothing's been told because it's Nintendo.
See, this is the issue I have with it, is because it's Nintendo. I'm sure they could afford to spend a little bit of money on some online infrastructure before making us pay for it.
Well, they had, because we'd been playing online for free for a year.
Yes, but I'm sure they could spend a little bit more money to make it a little bit better.
So you're asking for more for no money?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're now,
just initially,
we're now paying.
Not necessarily incorporate it straight away. Just tell us that it's coming and that we know that they're working on it.
I agree. We need to be told something.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with the fact that I'm now paying for something and I have good faith in Nintendo that something will change.
Well, there was no issue before they put this whole implement of
Had been dropped out of games previously. I have had this happen because I this is my main console. This is how I play games. And I have dropped out of both. I've experienced awful, awful lag in Mario Kart sometimes. And I've been dropped out of Splatoon games.
You don't think it's your internet that's having that issue?
If it is, then this is now the next step. If I experience it now and I know my internet's not at fault, then
I need you to experience it now, because that means that they haven't changed anything. They've just added, here's a price tag to play online now.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anything's changed at all.
No.
I think they've just put money on it.
But remember, the reason that the DS, the Wii and the Wii U were all free, because they had no player base. This has quickly been like, oh, crap. We have millions of people trying to use our infrastructure. We can't do this.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that's a big decider in this as well.
I think you're right with the Smash, that if it comes to the launch of Smash, people go online, hey, you know, let's verse online, and then there's like a 2-second delay, everyone's going to be like, what the hell?
Why am I paying for this?
Yeah.
There's going to be backlash.
That's where the backlash comes.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait till November.
Yeah. So you don't think this is going to fail straight up? You think it's going to...
I feel like the same with PlayStation, where at the start, you have to now pay online. It's kind of a backlash there. Yeah. But
once people get over it, you think it'll be fine.
The early starts, it won't be as much.
Yeah.
I think people will start to see, especially when the deals come through, that like, oh, maybe it is worth it. Like, if I get 40% off for a month on Switch titles.
Yeah.
Like, here's all the online games for Switch. Here's ARMS. Here's Mario Kart. Here's Rocket League.
Mm-hmm.
These are 50% off for you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool. I don't think they'll do that, but...
I think they need to encourage people, and I think that's the sort of stuff they need to do.
Yeah. So, I would say, actually, if you're thinking about getting a membership, wait and see what these deals are, if you're on the fence.
The reason I got it day one is because Nintendo always rewards early adopters.
Yeah.
So, if you
always.
If you were one of the first people to buy a 3DS, you got Game Boy Advance games that no one else could for the entire length of it. Like, people could play Zelda Minish Cap on their 3DS if you were an early adopter.
Early adopters, that mean if I sign up for a 7-day trial today?
I think so. Okay. Honestly, if you start using the service ASAP, it's quite likely you'll get a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a Switch day one, you get a month free.
Yeah.
That happened. Like, you get a month free of this.
Yeah.
If you bought a Switch the day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ah. How do they even know?
Because you log in and you create your account.
Yeah, true.
Why do they get a month free and I only get 7 days?
Because they are an early adopter.
But I'm the earliest adopter by having it before.
You bought it last out of all of us.
But I bought it before this update, right? Why can't I get the 30 days?
You got seven.
Seven, and they get 30?
Yeah, if you buy it now, you probably get nothing.
Early adopters, my butt.
We'll see what happens.
And that is it for the show. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at ReplayAU or our individual Twitters, which mine is at Joel's Voice.
Mine is at NimbleNimble.
Mine is at AdamXLeap.
And I'm at JordanDoThings.
Remember, the podcast will be out every Monday on all your podcast platforms, links to which you can be found on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ReplayAU.